You're listening to SBS News.
Back in Canberra, and Australia's new government says it's ready to turn the so-called climate corner. At a meeting alongside a diverse group of industry leaders representing workers and business, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese sat down to sign in a new era of climate policy, formalising one of Labor's key election promises, a 43% cut in emissions by 2030.
Done.
While not enough for the Greens and some independents, the commitment is nearly double that of the previous government in a bid to bring Australia in line with its global counterparts as part of the Paris Climate Accords, is Mr. Albanese.
A future powered by cleaner, cheaper energy. A future in which we make more things here. A future in which we participate in the global effort to deal with the challenge of climate change, but also seize the opportunity that is there from acting on climate change.
Among those in the room for the signing was Kane Thornton from the Clean Energy Council.
But what we've got now is a government that's prepared to lead, prepared to put strong targets on the table, and prepared to give investors the sort of certainty and confidence that frankly they've been missing for the past decade.
That's in the long term, but in the immediate future, any confidence in Australia's energy market is in trouble as much of the nation braces for more potential blackouts. The Prime Minister was still unable to guarantee if all the lights will be kept on this winter.
What we are doing is working with IEMO. We're working with the energy operators to make sure that we avoid that happening.
This after the Australian Energy Market Operator, or AEMO, was forced to take the extraordinary step of suspending the electricity market on Wednesday. It's the first time it's done so since its inception. Energy Minister Chris Bowen is backing its decision.
We would back their decision because it was the best way of putting consumers first, not anyone else, the needs of energy consumers first. That's AEMO's job. That's what they've done, and they'll continue to do it.
Mr. Bowen labelled the national energy market as a complicated beast. He was not to be drawn, though, on whether energy companies have been acting in bad faith. That's a theory held by some of his political counterparts, including Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie.
We've got to a point now where these corporates, and they don't pay their frigging tax either, mate, and they're holding us for ransom. I mean, this is disgraceful, absolutely disgraceful, that Australia now bends over to those people providing their power. That's where we're at.
But the Australian Energy Council, which acts on behalf of the country's generator, says it welcomed the operator's intervention. Its CEO is Sarah McNamara.
And the way the market rules worked, though, the market operator could require them to come online. That was done in a cooperative way. So supply has been able to be maintained.
Some have declared the climate war's over, but there are those within the former government continuing to argue that the nation should stick with coal to solve energy problems because renewable power such as wind isn't always reliable. But Labor is holding fast to its policy, with Minister Bowen arguing the situation would be vastly different if the Liberal National Government had made significant investment in renewables during its 9 years in power.
You can say the wind doesn't always blow and the sun doesn't always shine. Well, the rain doesn't always fall either, but we managed to store the water. We can store the renewable energy if we have the investment. And that is investment that has been lacking for the last decade.
But the opposition energy spokesman Angus Taylor says Mr. Bowen and Mr. Albanese should stop with the personal attacks.
Well, it's time to focus on problem solving. It's time to take responsibility. Anthony Albanese said he'd take responsibility as Prime Minister. It's time for him to step up and do exactly that.
This comes as BHP today announced the closure of its Mount Arthur coal mine by 2030 after failing to sell it. The mining giant concluded the site's commercial viability was limited beyond that date. It's another sign of the shift already taking place. Alan Lee, SBS News.